Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Slumdog Millionaire is the world's first globalized masterpiece. This fervent romantic fable is set in contemporary Mumbai, the former Bombay, but it draws freely and sometimes rapturously from Charles Dickens, Alexander Dumas, Hollywood, Bollywood, the giddiness of Americanized TV, the cross-cultural craziness of outsourced call centers, and the zoominess of Google Earth. It's mostly in English, partly in Hindi, and was directed by a Brit, Danny Boyle, with the help of an Indian co-director, Lovleen Tandon. The young hero, Jamal Malik, is a dirt-poor orphan from the Mumbai slums. Is this heaven? Jamal asks after he tumbles from a train and looks up to see the Taj Mahal. I had the same feeling after watching the first few astonishing scenes. Was this movie heaven? The answer turned out to be yes. Yes, because of what Slumdog does, gives the movie medium a jolt of cyclonic power, and yes, because of what it is, a timeless story of unswerving love that's been married to a madly extravagant Hindi version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Simon Beaufoy's screenplay was inspired by an Indian novel called Q&A, and inspiration is the right word. Nothing else could explain the way Beaufoy's writing takes off from the book's premise, leaps from genre to genre with a parkour athlete's agility, and evokes the rags, riches, horror, hope, and irrepressible energy of third world life. The premise is simple. As a plucky quiz show contestant, a slumdog underdog, Jamal keeps giving correct answers to obscure questions and winning more rupees. This raises the question of how he could know what he seems to know since he's only 18 and he's grown up in grinding poverty. For the show's producers and the police, the answer is he must be cheating. That's the wrong answer and the wrong question. The right question is whether poverty and knowledge are mutually exclusive. And the answer given by Jamal's example is no, they're not, provided that means knowledge based on experience. This quiet, passionate, whip-smart kid has lived almost every answer he gives. It's destiny that provides the questions he needs. Danny Boyle seems to have enjoyed an equally happy fate. Many of his previous films, from Shallow Grave through Trainspotting to the beguiling and underappreciated Millions, are infused with the sheer joy of filmmaking and all a swirl with ecstatic techniques. Still, Boyle had been having his ups and downs, and he'd done his most distinctive work on a relatively small scale. The scale of Slumdog Millionaire is close to cosmic. Jamal's fate transcends the slums, it transcends India. He really is an Oliver Twist for the 21st century, just as his beloved Latika is a multinational mingling of Juliet, Lara, and the Vivian Leigh of Waterloo Bridge. The children in the film come from Mumbai's slums, and their performances would put Hollywood moppets to shame. Jamal is played as an adult by Dev Patel, a hugely appealing young star, though not a conventionally handsome one. Frida Pinto, an Indian model in her first prominent feature role, is exquisite as Latika, an apparently tragic heroine whose destiny is brighter than she can know. I've never seen anything like Slumdog Millionaire, and I welcomed the spectacle with open eyes. In these worsening times for feature films, timidity and mediocrity often vie for bottom honors at the multiplex. Slumdog breaks through to the top. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the Wall Street Journal's film critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.